tennis will young Delicano coming forward and Andre Miller in just a minute. And as the minute will fade away, here to tell you about it is our chairman, Nicholas Parsons. Thank you very much indeed, and hello and welcome to the first in this new series of Just a Minute. The contestants in the game are going to try and speak for just a minute on some unlikely subject about the Beatles, and they will try and do this without hesitating, without repeating themselves, and without deviating from the subject in any way. In other words, no hesitation, no repetition, and no deviation. If one of the others thinks they are guilty of one of these crimes, they will press the buzzer in front of them, and if I uphold the challenge, I will award them a point, and they will take over the subject for the remaining seconds. And if I don't, in the person speaking, then gains the point and carries on with the subject. Then it will know, would you begin the first? And here is the subject to begin this new series, what to reply to, how do you do? Would you try and speak on that subject for just a minute, starting now? I try to think, if I may, for just a minute, on what to reply to when someone says, how do you do? There's not that out there, they say, I'm still not fast with them, it's when you can get them. And I always then say, ha, 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 how are you? It's rather interesting to see. But sometimes, mind you, when I'm in Scotland, I don't. Now, that's interesting. So if I'm in Scotland, someone says, how do you do? I say, I got great at Donald here. Think and try, people, even if they don't know what it means. They lie, now, if I'm in Spain, I say, maybe I'm in Instead. And that's him.
Andre Miller, you're talking about it.
Why do you challenge?
Hesitation.
Hesitation
first. In Spain.
I don't think he did hesitate in Spain.
Actually said that.
No. He didn't hesitate in Spain, so Larry Grimmel therefore gains the point, as I don't uphold on his challenge. He continues with the subject with 27 seconds left, starting now.
Well, thank you very much for letting me continue on the subject, the hard reply to how you do, and he's been reporting on you about it. Now, I came down the Strand just 3 months ago when somebody came silently behind me and said, how do you do?
Kenneth Williams, why do you change your wish?
And you have to come out silently and say, how do you do?
Very clever challenge. You see how clever they've got it again. Kenny Williams, I award you a point. You have 13.5 seconds. For the subject of what do you apply to how do you do starting now?
I always say I'm fine, thank you.
Andre Miller, you can't.
Repetition, because you said he always says it.
Yes, but you see, he hasn't actually repeated himself in this particular round of Just a Minute. What I think might be further, and I hope yours will be, is to award you a point for cleverness.
Yes, she is clever.
If you can continue the subject with 9 seconds left, for what reply to how do you do starting now?
Which is ridiculous, because I really should not say that at all. I should say absolutely terrible, because that is how I feel most of the time.
I must explain one small rule to anybody who may not have heard the show before. Whoever is speaking when the whistle is blown gains an extra point. In this case, it was Kenneth Williams. We're going to pull the end of that.
One in the lead.
What?
Yes.
Kenneth has a commanding lead of two of the Clement Foyd is left to speak. The Clement Foyd challenge, why?
I was going to speak.
Clement Foyd usually comes from behind like a dark horse and often takes the lead at the end. Andre Miller, will you begin the second round? The second is on being a bridesmaid. Will you speak for gentlemen on that subject starting now?
There are certain rules and rituals about being a bridesmaid. The most important thing to know is that you must never look prettier than the bride, because it's her day. And if you happen to be more glamorous, she happens to choose the clothes that you're going to wear, so you may find yourself in a rather hideous shade of pink with something very nasty on your head. You get given a present by the bridegroom, and if you go in for being bridesmaid very often, you might collect a whole lot of powder compacts, and if you're a child, a collection of seedless...
The glory finger. You can't try.
Hesitation.
Well, hesitation is really good. Of course, you don't need to hesitate about it, it's quite obvious. Well, you have the subject now, there are 28 seconds left. Will you try and talk for the next 28 seconds on being a bridesmaid, starting now?
I would like to speak on being a bridesmaid. I, too, always try not to be prettier than a bride. This, of course, as you would imagine, I find things rather magnificent. I tend to wear the paler shades of blue, perhaps in organdy or in slipper satin. And then I also wear a rather magnificent pair of rosebuds and a few tiny rosebuds in pink or white, all through here, and a phenomenal thing on my hand. And I do find, as
Clement Crowe, you challenged.
Yes, but might have worked with irritation, and there are only 2 seconds left for you to talk about being a bridesmaid starting now.
I never really did it because
very Miller, you challenged.
No, definitely a very Miller challenge, right?
For a deviation, you haven't spoken about bridesmaid yet.
And he's only got 2 seconds, he won't have time.
Very exciting, you're being very clever to try and get in 1 second, get an extra bonus point, but I must have heard your challenge. Ken McFord has another point. He has 2 seconds left for being a bridesmaid starting now.
Who's a bit going?
The actual buzzer went before the whistle and was under a medical challenge. Why do you challenge, Andre?
Because it's a deviation. He's married, so he'd have to do more than all that.
The subject is I'm being a bridesmaid. If you had had him for repeating the word bridesmaid, I would...
Okay, would you be a bridesmaid?
No, no, no. And if all that happened is come upon another point... Well, Clement Crowe has taken the lead at the end of that round, and he has only 1 point in front of the others. But Clement, will you begin the next round? And the subject is things I would abolish. And you begin now.
The things that I would abolish above all else are house names. Many of the time that I've gone down the street to look for Norma Pearl, or even somebody else's repel, and I'm utterly unable to find it. The nice thing about an orderly society is that you can go into a street and know that somebody lives in number 52. Good as those house numbers are pretty...
Andre Melling, your challenge,
right? Hesitation,
indeed. Andre, will you take up the subject with 23 seconds left? Things I would abolish starting now.
The first thing I would abolish is...
Clement Crowe has chatted with Chatty Shaw.
It's the cruel.
She's saying... Yes, but reverse printing. Yes, although she said the first thing, so that's the first of many things that she would abolish.
So,
Andre Miller, you have another point. You have 31 seconds for things I would abolish starting now.
Is Clement Crowe's right thumb, which is so fast on his particular buzzer that he gets all points before I can get my hand on mine at all?
Clement Crowe, your challenge.
The hesitation, the difference.
No, she didn't hesitate. Andre, you have 22 seconds left. Kenneth Williams and Clement Crowe would like to leave. I'm afraid you cannot be excused now. You should have done it before you came on the program. Andre Miller has a point. You have 23 seconds left for things I would abolish starting now.
The second thing is the subject that Clement Crowe has. Is it the thing?
Clement Crowe, you challenge why?
Repetition of Clement Crowe.
Yes, indeed. And we don't want too much repetition of Clement Crowe. So... He gained a point on his own name, and he has 19 seconds left for the subject, starting now.
Head transplants and all other transplants I would also avoid.
Derek Miller, why do you have repetition of transplants? Head transplants? Yes, all other transplants. There is a repetition. Derek Miller, you have the subject, 14 seconds, things I would abolish, starting now.
I would like to abolish pylons that one sees striding across the countryside, tremendous ugliness. Be relegated underground.
Kenneth Williams, your challenge.
There's deviation. Pylons cannot stride.
You are keeping very silent, Kenneth, and coming up with these gems of wisdom and good thought. Yes. And so you gain yourself a point with 7 seconds for things I would abolish starting now.
I would abolish all the iron grills. I don't like iron grills. Why
did you challenge to work? Too many iron grills, yes. In spite of all of them want to be abolished. Right, 3 seconds for you, Clement, on the subject starting now.
Maybe hockey players would be high...
Only one hand.
Hermann Freuder speaking. As the whistle went, he gains yet another point, which gives him a small lead over Andre Melling, and Derek Nimmo and Kenneth Williams are trailing just behind. Kenneth Williams, it is your turn to begin. Would you like to speak on who I would most like to be other than myself? Have a little think about it. Your face has taken on a very strange hue. Anyway, would you talk on that subject starting now?
It's a peculiarly difficult subject for me to grapple with because as I am in all senses, the things I like being, it's the most impossible thing because it presupposes there is something somewhere better than I am.
Derek Nimmo, why do you tell
Well, he's just talking about himself, isn't he?
Well, I'm giving people a chance to get underway. I wasn't even underway.
I don't know what you want under your way, really, Kenneth. What sense do you think he was doing this? Would you be a bit more explicit, Derek?
No, because he was talking about himself rather than things that he would rather do than himself.
Yes, I quite agree, so Derek, I award your point. 45 seconds left for the subject, starting now.
Sue Smith is a very fine fellow who lives in 14 North Street, Wigan. I've always wanted to be Sue Smith rather than myself.
Kenneth Williams, why do you chat?
Very true, Sue Smith, don't you?
Yes, indeed, the one. So, in losing the subject, Kenneth, you'll very soon get it back with another point, so you have 36 seconds left for who I would most like to be other than myself, starting now.
Well, I suppose one of the people I would like to have been would have been Nerva, because when that man found all the gold under his house, he went to Nerva and he said to him, what shall I do with
all the gold? Why do you challenge?
Too nervous.
Yes, there were too nervous.
Are you
nervous? Because I'm nervous.
You can keep that sort of brilliance to yourself, I think. But I think you were really underway that time, weren't you?
Yes.
33 seconds left for Clement Freud on this subject, starting now.
I'm not at all proud, and I would like to be an awful lot of people like John Smith, Henry Jones...
Andrew Melly, why have you done?
A deviation because the subject was the person.
No, and the subject is who I would most like to be.
Well, that's singular.
Yes, but he could have a number of people he would like to be. It's a very difficult... I know, I can't decide on this one. I've got to put it to the audience, a lovely-looking audience.
Very cool.
You see, some of them blow raspberries sometimes, which is very embarrassing. You get all spray up here. Ladies and gentlemen of our audience, if you agree with Andre Mene's challenge, will you please cheer? If you disagree with her challenge, will you please boo? And will you please all do it together now? Boo! I decide the boos have it. So, Clement Freud has a point, and he's gained the point. He has 21 seconds left for who I would most like to be other than myself, starting now.
The editor of the Daily Telegraph is a man I would very much like to be, because his job is secure, and he takes on people and sacks them, and sends me letters saying, my dear Clement Freud, which he writes in full pencil.
Andrew Melly, why do you challenge?
Deviation, he's talking about letters he's writing and instead of the person.
No, I think he's still on the subject of it. I think that's a very good try, but no, Clement Freud has another point. He has 7 seconds left for the subject, starting now.
He is also handsome to a fault, generous to the point where I don't have to send in expenses, but just get large checks.
Well, Clement Freud's person that he would most like to be gave him a very definite lead. In fact, he's almost twice as many points as the other three, who are all equal in second place. Derek Nimmo, try and redress the balance as you begin the next round. And here is the subject, the perfect friend, starting now.
Well, everybody should have a chum. I think that's terribly important in this lonely age in which we live today. I mean, it's no good, all this wandering lonely as a cloud amongst hosts of golden apples. You need a friend. And who would I rather have more than anybody else in the whole wide world as my very own personal friend, Kenneth Williams. He, like the manager of the Daily Telegraph, is handsome to a fault. He's generous,
kind, extremely gay, funny, and amusing. He's always the life and soul of every party. Every time you see him, you're so filled with admiration, that scintillating personality. He is the person, ladies and gentlemen, who I would like to have as my comrade through life. I would like to have the class into my bosom every Sunday morning at 4:40. I would take him buckets of daffodils and tulips. I would take him raspberries and macaroni and spaghetti, and also some other melons.
I didn't really want to stop you, Derek. I was enjoying that.
So wild.
Very emotionally
painful.
Frustrated, dramatic actor. But Andre Mello challenged. Why do you challenge Andre?
Because I caught another daffodil and he's had the ones...
Utter nonsense. We all loved it so much.
Oh, well, we
you can keep your daffodils and
make it up to a bunch.
Make it up to a bunch, is clever for it. And 7 minutes for Derek to...
It shows you how much I was enjoying it. We could have gone on. The audience only wanted another 7 seconds of Derek Miller for the perfect friend. Please begin now.
How nice to be able to get out to Margate on a Whit Monday with this fellow, roll up on his trousers and paddle into the deep blue sea, stride along the pebbles and buy candy floss, put on little straw hats with hypnotists.
We award a point to Derek Nimmo for getting the subject back. We award him a point for speaking when the whistle went and one bunch of daffodils for a marvellous performance. And so we go on to the next subject. And Andre Melly, it is your turn. And keeping the theme going, the next subject is the perfect idiot. Would you try and speak on that subject for 60 seconds starting now?
The perfect idiot is my dearly loved husband, who pretends to be absolutely moronic about anything practical or mechanical. This means that I have to fix all the fuses and change the wheels on the motor cars, but on the other hand, he, while I'm doing this...
Derek, give me your challenge. Why?
Boosting things you've got motor cars.
You get a nice laugh, a nice round of applause, but all that happens is Andre gets another point. It is not one of the rules of the game. Andre will have 43 seconds for the perfect idiot starting now.
And while I'm doing this, he tells me what a wonderful, clever, practical, genius wife he's got, which is very nice for any woman. He finds it difficult to even open a tin of marmalade. And when there will be...
Derek Nimmo, you challenge.
Hesitation.
Yes, you have a point, and you have 30 seconds left for the subject of the perfect idiot starting now.
In my opinion, the perfect idiot is Kenneth Williams.
Before you get going again, Kenneth Roy challenged you right on the start. Kenneth Roy, why do you challenge?
Deviation.
Why?
It's already been established that Kenneth Williams...
Clement, you see, the thing is, to be utterly fair within the game, your perfect friend could also be a perfect idiot.
You've got idiotic friends, haven't you?
Oh, my idiotic friends, you say. Just a moment, Dave. What were you saying, Clement?
I was going to say the word perfect precludes messing about with...
No, I still think, to be quite fair, you can be the perfect idiot and the perfect friend, and Derek Nimmo, I therefore decide, has another point, and he has 26 seconds left for the perfect idiot starting now.
How dare with this idiotic fellow I strive, with my gun at the ready, and the girls laughing, whoop with laughter when they see him, because you see, he is such an extraordinarily funny fellow.
And, Clemens, why do you challenge?
Well, I just don't see grouse hooting.
You don't see them laughing either, do you?
No, that's what I mean.
Yes. So, Kenneth Williams, the perfect idiot. I'm sorry, no, I... The perfect subject, Kenneth, will you take it up, the perfect idiot, with 17 seconds left, starting now.
Well, this is a very curious title indeed, because perfection implies something, and of course idiot implies something quite other. But however, if we're taking at its face value, I would say the perfect idiot is generally represented by bigotry. Bigotry represents to me the most idiotic.
Clement Freud, why do you challenge?
A double bigotry.
Yes, I'm afraid there was. We were getting very interested in this intense discussion. Not sure if he did it. But Clement Freud has another point. He has 8 seconds left for The Perfect Idiot starting now.
The perfect idiot is one who has achieved perfection in lunacy, therefore a man of great talent.
Until Clement Freud gained those last 2 points, Derek Miller, with his perfect performance, had crept up into equal place. He's now a little behind Clement, who's still in the lead, and Andre and Kenneth are still equal in third place. Derek Miller, will you begin at the next round? My school days. 60 seconds, don't write it down. If you want to, you should have done it by now, starting now.
My school days were a long, long, long...
New challenge. Yes. Zero repetition. Zero wasn't there, was it? All right. Clement Freud, you have another point. 55 seconds for my school days starting now.
My school days finished quite recently. They were the most happy days of my life. And I went to a succession of schools, all of which...
Andre
and
Mary, why do you
a repetition, because there was succession.
A succession of schools. Andre and Mary, you have a point, and you have 48 seconds for my school day starting now.
Mine began when I was 3, and I went to a kindergarten school called Camelot. There were 4 houses, and I belonged to Tristram, which I didn't understand what that meant at all. My greatest enemy was a girl called Ruth Roberts, who used to pull my hair. And we sat at those small desks, which 2 people sit at the same time, and they had little squares where you had to put the alphabet. And someone doesn't challenge me.
A gallant challenge.
On the ground that she packed up.
All right, Derek, you have a point. You have 27 seconds left for my school days, starting now.
My school days were singularly happy. I remember my school motto was ex hoc metallo virtutum, which means out of this quarry comes virtue. And if you look at me, you'll be able to see that I live up to the motto.
Clement Freud.
hesitation.
Clement, there are 15 seconds for my school day starting now.
On my cap, we had a badge which said, Hink in Artior.
Derek Miller, why do you challenge?
He's talking about his sartorial attire, not his school days.
Oh, but I think your sartorial attire is so much part of your school days, it's inseparable. I definitely uphold, I'm not again with your challenge.
We actually went to the same school.
They don't realize that they both went to the same school.
There's a tremendous gasp or pause or shock in the audience. We're trying to get across to you that Clement Freud and Nicholas Parsons went to the same school.
That's why he always wins, because Nicholas Parsons is frightened of him.
And we hated each other. So there we are. It was St. Paul's School, in case you think you're sending your children there, or keeping them away, as the case may be. And there are 11 seconds left for my school day, Clement Freud, starting now.
And this meant from here to higher things, which was the singularly apposite thing.
Derek Miller, you've challenged.
I mean, deviation, just mumbling. It's just mumbling.
Very mumbling. I will give you a hesitation. Don't try. If you press your point too hard, you might lose it.
There are five
seconds left for my school day, Derek, starting now.
Miss Lane was my first mistress. What a lovely lady.
Clement Freud got his challenge in first. What was it?
Corruption.
I think it was
deviation. I mean, loosely under the heading of deviation.
But I think we're all in. I think he said the challenge should be ended. We all went to the wrong school.
And Clement, there's a chance of repetition.
Don't make it any more involved. You'll have me for deviation in a minute. All right, 3 seconds left for my school day, Clement Freud, starting out.
My favorite answer was the one who taught cricket and rounding.
That, unfortunately, is all we have time for in this particular round of Just a Minute. And Clement Freud, with his school days and with his other clever challenges, has just managed to be the winner.
Yeah! The cheers came from Kenneth Williams, which makes one wonder if the engagement is still on. And in second place, undoubtedly just a few points behind, was Derek Nimmo, a few points behind him, Kenneth Williams, and a few points behind Andre Murray. In that order, thank you very much for listening to this particular edition of Just a Minute. Goodbye from us all here. Goodbye.